This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
One, two, three, cut.
With this ribbon cutting, Port St. Lucie has become the first city in Florida to have a Tesla supercharging station for its Model S cars. Tesla is an all-electric car made in America, and the Model S was named Motor Trend's Car of the Year this year. Upon hearing of the day's planned festivities, Tesla owners from Miami to Satellite Beach decided to make the trip. Among them, Steve Godin of Miami.
Tesla actually announced the opening ribbon cutting ceremony today, so we just all like posted it online and said, "Hey, let's all meet up and get together."
While many of the Tesla owners in attendance had chatted on the internet, for some it was the first face-to-face meeting. The Port St. Lucie supercharging station is located at the corner of St. Lucie West and Peacock Boulevards. Another is to be dedicated in Fort Myers this week. They're to help Tesla owners be able to travel between Florida's major cities. Mark Levin of Coral Springs was doing just that. He stopped by to charge at the new station on his way to Orlando.
I wouldn't go to Orlando in this car from Coral Springs if I didn't have a supercharger. But that wasn't a major factor for me because 98%+ of my driving is within Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties.
The supercharging station is Tesla Model S specific. No other electric car will be able to charge there. Adam Hasner, former majority leader of the Florida House and a Tesla representative, says this will help quell Tesla owners' fears of running out of juice.
Range anxiety has always been a big challenge. People have always been afraid to get out there for too long because they don't want to be stranded. And by having these supercharger powering stations strategically located throughout the state regionally, as well as throughout the country, Tesla drivers will be able to, without any anxiety, be able to get from place to place.
There are 8 charging stations in Port St. Lucie. They resemble gas pumps to the extent they have a hose which fits into a holder on the box-like structure. However, one thing is noticeably missing, a slot for a credit card. The charging is free, which may help balance the cost of the car. The Model S runs in the $60,000 to $70,000 range, but needs no gas, no oil, has no spark plugs, and no transmission. Mark Levin says he sees that as a pretty good trade-off.
Last month, I calculated I saved $360 in gas, and my electric bill went up $82, and that's driving 2,400 miles in a month. So at 4 cents a mile, saving an awful lot.
The charging process takes 20 to 30 minutes, lots of time to visit the variety of shops and restaurants nearby in St. Lucie West. That's one of the reasons this location was chosen for the state's first supercharging station. Most of the Tesla owners who came to Port St. Lucie say it was the green technology which most influenced their decision to buy an electric car. But most also have another, more traditional car in their household for those longer trips. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.